here's a sound that not too many years ago, business experts predicted by now would be extinct. People shopping for music inside a record store.
I've got an Ethiopian group from the 70s, a Charles Mingus album, Mahavishnu Orchestra, ton of CDs.
Amazon, iTunes, Spotify, the digital era of music wrote the epitaph for every major record store chain. But against all odds and forecasts, independent record stores in Asheville and around the country have survived, and many are thriving. Around 2 in the afternoon this past Saturday at Harvest Records in West Asheville, Nicole DeMann cradled several vinyl albums in one arm and as many CDs as she could vice grip into her other hand.
I have to limit it myself. I haven't been here in a few months, but I've been saving up so I could come today.
Record Store Day came out of a meeting among owners of several shops in Baltimore. At the time, the vinyl revival was in its infancy. Some saw it as an aberration. But 2017 marked the 12th straight year of growth for vinyl sales in the U.S., and the people who buy vinyl have fueled the frenzy of Record Store Day.
We collected records ourselves, so we knew there was a market for it, but we wouldn't have necessarily predicted a day like today where you're doing the vast majority of your business in vinyl.
Mark Capon co-founded Harvest Records 14 years ago, when everyone in the record business was scrambling for answers to the challenge of MP3s and illegal downloading. But Capon said he and his partners took it on faith the most devoted music fans would always want something more tangible.
We all love music. That's why people come in here, and it's a fun experience to come into a store and hold something in your hands and be like, I can't wait to listen to this when I get home. And so as long as we're creating that atmosphere and as long as people want to have that experience, I think we'll be okay.
Retail outlets, record labels, and musical artists at all levels champion and depend on Record Store Day. Many artists release limited edition vinyl and even cassettes. Yes, cassettes are making a blip of a comeback. Some stores invite artists in to perform, and many report the day as their best of the year at the cash register.
I got some older records actually from the Sea and Cake, a new one from Eamon Dunes, some Woods records that I actually forgot last year when I was here.
Every year on Record Store Day, Ethan Ashworth drives over an hour south from Elizabethton, Tennessee, through the Cherokee National Forest to shop at Harvest.
It's worth it because it makes the music an experience. Listening to it, you know, it's not just like you put it on and you search something on Spotify and then put it on the background. You actually have to physically take the record and put it down, and it has to be an experience, which all the good music really should be an experience, you know.
A few feet away, Lynette Chu, who was visiting from Brooklyn, had the small row of 45 records all to herself.
It's easy for someone who doesn't always have a lot of cash flow and just wants to just start collecting little things.
At Static Age Records in downtown Asheville, a few people sat at the bar nursing beers while a dozen or so thumbed through the racks of vinyl, the only form of music you can buy at this store. One patron gave his opinion of how Record Store Day gained its traction.
Hamsters.
Which inspired a counter-argument from store owner Jesse McSwain.
Yeah, it seemed like it was fine before. Some people never gave up vinyl, you know.
Nicole DeMann and Perrin DeJong count themselves among those people. Despite full armloads of albums and CDs between them at Harvest Records, neither seemed ready to stop.
I'm usually in here at least 2 hours at a time when I come in, yeah.
At least. It's possible we've been here for 2 hours already, so maybe we have another two ahead of us. We haven't been downstairs yet.
Now, don't laugh, but some are predicting a comeback for the 8-track tape. I'm Matt Pikin for Blue Ridge Public Radio News.